Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Ladies and gentlemen, is anyone ready for a Friday? Is
that-
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, it's that Friday, too. Everybody's doing that love thing, I guess, something like that. Monica has come in this morning and announced that she smells terrible. So that is Valentine's
setting the mood for the day.
Yes, I said maybe a little sweaty, smelly. Hopefully not, but.
Is that what it is? You ready for it? Valentine's Day.
My workout.
You know, I gotta let everybody know, this is a caution. As you are out there today, there is a thief within our midst.
That's the sound of the police.
You gotta watch out for him. And they are, well, it's Monica. It's, hey, good morning. How are you?
I don't think I've stolen anything.
No, you have not. Monica Brooks is a bit of a thief because she cannot resist.
I just want nuts. Yeah.
She loves nuts.
Oh, yes, that's right. I need to, well, Zach keeps a supply of nuts and, just like, honey roasted nuts
little
or
snacks,
something like that.
It's really, it has come down to, Antoine, just nuts at this point. You know, we have our office, we have our space, and, you know, you try to keep a little something on hand. And I used to keep coffee pods, and then everybody in this building found out I had coffee pods, so they would steal them. And I'd have other snacks or whatever, and they would find out about that, so they would steal them. So I've gotten down to just nuts. I'm like, look, I'm just going to have a jar of nuts because, good Lord, if I need to eat a little something. Yeah. That's that. Are we like not on the radio?
Oh, no. I just was, I just wanted to hold up as you were talking about the nuts.
Oh, get that out of here. Tiny hand.
Oh, I didn't realize. I had no clue what was happening.
As you were talking about nuts, why not have a tiny hand?
Monica's got the tiny hand on her finger right now.
How do those two connect?
I don't know.
Okay. You said while you were talking about nuts, why not have tiny hand? I'm like, is there a connection that
I
just.
I don't really know.
I had nuts and stuff. It's always in my throat.
I
know what it is, Antoine. That's her nut stealing hand. She puts her little tiny nut thieving hand goes into my jar of nuts.
No, I do owe you. Yeah.
Oh, I'm calling
the cops. I do.
That's the sound of the police.
I'm calling the cops.
And actually,
today.
I was the one to crack it open because you were on vacation and I was like, oh, I'm a little snacky, you know? So I'll have like a handful of nuts. And I'm like, oh, he didn't open them yet.
Wow.
I was the one to crack them open.
Had you not pointed that out, I didn't even notice because I was on vacation for like a week. And when you go on vacation, you forget everything.
You forget how things were when you left.
You come back and you just assume, oh yeah, this is how life was because I threw life away. Uh-huh. I decided I'm going to pretend I'm in a movie. It's a romantic comedy and I've had amnesia.
Is it Waiting to Exhale? Well, you just like, all right,
I'm out. Yeah. I gotta be honest. I've never seen Waiting to Exhale. I just know she burns stuff.
Yeah. At the beginning.
Angela Bassett. Yeah.
That's all I know about Waiting to Exhale. But
it's good to know. Well, for you, Zach, Monica doesn't only steal your nuts. She stole some nuts from the conference room while you were on vacation too. There were they set up this nice
nut queen.
She's the nut queen.
They set up this nice little nut bouquet almost for like a meeting that they were going to have. And she just walked in and just
stole them all. Stole the nuts. But I would not have remembered when I came back and my jar of nuts was, I'd say about 75% gone. I thought that's the way I had left it.
No.
But no. I left it full.
You left it 100%.
You beast. How dare you? Man, she was eating all my nuts. Was it yesterday or the day before? Our office has a big door, and you shut the door, and there's really, you can't even see from the outside. So you go in. I go in, and Antoine, it smells like if you lived inside a Reese cup. I believe that's what
that's
the smell
what it smelled
is.
Like.
I mean, it was the nut air
strong?
Was thick, my friends. Oh. It was peanut butter-esque flying
so
through
I could,
the air.
There's no way I could be like, I don't know. Nope.
And then there was this little plate of nuts just sitting there. Monica, I don't know, it just jumped under the console to hide or whatever it was.
Not me. Nobody here but us. I don't know an animal that likes nuts. A monkey is that?
Squirrels? Squirrels.
Uh-huh.
That's the one. Thought it was funny. Thought he'd do a little TikTok. Well, he's unemployed now.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, I need a yes. Hello.
On. Okay. They're up, but the on would
I was
be better.
My headphones. But with social media, people want to get out there. They want to go viral.
Yes.
They want to do something that's just going to be like the thing.
And they don't think.
15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, this kid thought he would be funny at a fast food restaurant by jumping in the sink at work, filling it up with soapy water, and doing a TikTok video.
This is not the first time this has happened.
Not the first at all. It happened at another fast food restaurant. What, last year?
Mm-hmm.
Or something. And there's a video of the guy. Or I think it was a guy.
Yeah, and he got fired too.
Yeah, he was fired.
Only guys are that stupid.
Well, now you jinxed it. It's going to be some shit.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for reverse psychology.
Antoine, let's be equal opportunity here. We're all that stupid. Yes, we are.
Yeah, you just don't. Don't do it.
No. I don't know about you, Monica, but and I'm sure you do because you've got an 11-year-old mm-hmm. and I've got a 10-year-old. Is he even 11 or 12 now?
She'll be 12.
On St. Patrick's Day, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's just a preteen. We'll just call it that. And she's in middle school mm-hmm. now, and it's a whole new world of worry.
Oh, it is. I know, knock on wood, you know, Ava, she's a good kid, and
she is, but it's every
middle school.
For example, every single time I see some stupid story about, you know, hot new trend that teens are doing that's killing themselves, like it's the choke yourself to death challenge or whatever it is.
No.
And then you think to yourself, oh my God, it just takes like one time that a relatively smart child thinks, yeah, I'm going to do that. What was the one? Did you see? What was the where they were kicking people's legs out from under them? Did you see that one?
The jumping one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos.
And
of
it
that.
Had a stupid name. And it's like, I mean, you could kill yourself where you would jump up in the air. And people would stand on each side of you, and as you jump straight up in the air, one of them would kick your legs out from under you.
No,
so you would just fall.
Just don't do that, please.
Fall and crack
don't
your
even,
skull.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, don't.
Just don't.
And but you think to yourself, okay, well, no one's stupid to do that enough to do that, and mm-hmm. then we forget that yes, we are all stupid enough to do that, and so it is. It's just I worry all the time, and then I feel like an idiot as a father going, "Hello, child. So have you heard of the new break your skull challenge?
No." Just communicate with your children.
Has anyone come to you about this Momo? You know this Momo? Don't do the Momo challenge. Mm. You know, and you feel like a dummy doing all that stuff.
But as long as you know, keep talking to your kids.
And stop doing it for the talk and the gram and the snap and the.
Well, you can say stop, but give it another. You know, next year
there'll
we'll be
something
talking
else.
About. Yeah, mm-hmm. another kid in the bathtub or in the sink.
This is why we all need to be on botnet, people, where you're the only human, and then
botnet.
The robots like everything you do, because then I don't have to do wacky videos. I can just say eating tuna fish for lunch, and I'll get 400,000 likes. I feel good about myself now. So there.
That's all you need.
Antoine, it was very ugly of you yesterday. Listen, green is not a good color on you at all. Green, envy, jealousy, rage. Just not happy for another person's success, for another person's family milestone, for a woman who you claim to love, a woman that you claim to adore. You were not happy for her at all, you jealous, jealous man. And you don't remember this?
No
clue.
I don't remember how disgustingly jealous you were yesterday.
I have no, not at all right now.
Really?
No.
Well, I'm going to remind Antoine of what a bad man he is. Heartless. Fitting song. For Antoine, cold.
I was heartless yesterday.
Jealous. A jealous rage.
It
was gross. You know, you, in the year that I've known you, I find you to be you're a pretty upstanding man. I mean, you are, if I'm going to be completely honest with myself, you're a better man than I am. I mean,
well,
you are. You're a more caring individual. You're more compassionate. You're more empathetic. No, I think I'm fairly awesome, but in different ways. Yes. But then yesterday, I saw a side of you that just grossed me out, man. I mean, I do not want to be your Valentine. You don't remember?
I don't remember at all.
How do you not remember your jealous rage? You're disgusting.
Maybe I blacked out.
Maybe
I blacked out. I mean, I saw red or green.
It wasn't as much rage as it was disappointment. And the fact that he was so not happy for somebody else who deserves happiness,
okay,
who deserves to have a life that is not going to involve him, and he's jealous that it's not going to involve him. I'm sorry, Antoine, your rage and jealousy against Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, who we found out yesterday was pregnant. She's married to Joe Jonas.
Oh, yeah.
She's Antoine's celebrity crush, or one of them, but one of the big ones.
Uh-huh.
And you were not happy for her at all. You don't even remember this now.
He blocked her out.
I blacked out this
conversation. Listen to you. You listen to yourself right now. But don't you want her to be happy? Okay, that is my question. Listen to how long the pause is and then listen to his response. But don't you want her to be happy?
I guess.
Oh.
Yes, listen to that.
I guess. That's fine. I don't know. I guess.
They seem very
much
in love. It's the biggest
challenge when you have these like celebrity crushes because, all right. No chance. Terrell, none.
None.
Okay, zero. Even if she came to town, she came to the studio. you're still never, never 0%
wow,
chance.
Zach.
Wow, he really just—I know,
just
shutting
just killing
down.
Me right now.
It's what Monica does to me. I'm learning from her. She shuts me all the way down. But then I get it though, because then you're not happy for it.
Yeah. No, like, you know what? I love Sophie Turner so much. If she's happy, I'm happy. She likes it. I love it.
I don't believe it.
Nah.
Now, do you remember Monica?
I do remember that.
It would have just—it would have been nice to have gotten a heads up that they were trying for a baby or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
It was nice if she would have thought about me in those moments.
Are you throwing her off your hump island? Like she's no longer on the list.
No, she. let's not be silly, Zach. Let's not be silly. Nobody's perfect. People make mistakes. I'll forgive her.
Okay.
Still.
Yeah, he was salty. Yeah.
Jealousy and black coat. Totally blacked it out. Couldn't remember at all.
I totally forgot we had that car. In my head, she's not pregnant.
Mm-hmm. That's one of those ones. It's sort of like if somebody you know. It's a morbid thing to say, but it's totally true. Like someone you haven't seen in a while and you don't see them that often. Maybe they don't live in the same town and they just kind of die unexpectedly. Uh-huh. It never feels like they died in some respect.
Like, no, I'm not accepting this.
Yeah. My Aunt Sally has been gone for like 10 years, but she randomly died and she lived in Syracuse. So I only saw her like once every couple of years.
You feel like you can see,
I feel like she's alive. I really do, because she wasn't on Facebook. So it's not like I'm not going to see her on there. Yeah. And it's the same for Antoine. It's locked in a moment. It's never happening.
That first picture I see, though, she may have to get muted on Instagram.
Just
for a little while, like 30 days.
You know that
maybe
bump,
the baby.
Bump.
That's going to happen. You could be a godfather.
I am going to be the godfather. No. I'm sending a message now.
You can't have people as inappropriately jealous as him being the godfather. It's just not going to work.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Bang Hacks on K92.
Valentine's Hacks. And also, I demand an outline from you, Monica. I need rules and regulations of how this works.
Okay.
When it comes to one aspect of Valentine's Day. Okay. That Monica claims that women want, and I believe it is a trap.
It's a trap!
So let's find out in just a second, and I have a date night in. But Antoine has an app that will help you.
If you're on a date.
While you're on a date.
Yes, and this one is for men and women, because typically you think if somebody needs help on a date, it's typically a woman. But men can go on bad dates, too.
Oh, this is help, like, get me out of here kind of
exactly.
Help.
Exactly. Oh, okay. There's an app. So if you're on a Valentine's date tonight and it's not going well, or anytime in the future, and you need a way to get out of it, normally people would try to have, like, a friend text them in, or text them or call them in emergency. But maybe you're having a great time and you don't want them to text you. So you have to be careful with that.
Sure.
I have an app. It's called Date Escape. You type, you have this app, you download the app, and, like, while you're on the date, you just hit, like, a panic button.
Oh, God.
And it sounds worse than it is.
It does.
But all the button will do is make it send you a text message.
Gotcha.
And it will come with a text message that says, hey, the dog got loose. I need you to come home. Or, hey, your mom just called. She's broke down. She needs you to come get her. It gives you excuses in the text message. But it only comes if you hit the button.
Okay. And does it come from, you have to put in a contact name so it doesn't come from.
It comes up with a fake name.
Okay. Doesn't it? Robot friend.
Yeah. I mean,
hello, your dog has been hit by a truck.
From the app. No.
From 22796.
It creates its own contact name and it'll even, you can set it to call you too.
Man, Monica,
if you don't have text on.
You want to talk about low expectations for a date where you've downloaded this app ahead of time and you've got your panic button ready.
If you've been swiping a lot, chances are you've had a lot of bad dates.
You could just like, order an Uber and look at your phone like, I'm gonna go smoke a cigarette. Even if you don't.
No,
you just walk out and just hop in an
just
Uber.
Ghost them. Yeah, at least give them a reason that you're leaving.
I'm gonna go start smoking a cigarette. I'm gonna go buy cigarettes and start smoking.
The app
is
Date Escape.
Date Escape. So if you have very low expectations for your date tonight, go ahead and do this. Okay, I have a recommendation for date night in, and then Monica, I have questions for you. I demand rules. You know, not everybody wants to go out for Valentine's Day. I'm not a huge fan of going out on Valentine's Day.
It's going to be packed. I mean, it's Valentine's Day, so it'll be restaurants.
We call it amateur hour, you know, in a lot of cases, because there'll be restaurants that do these special menus, and they'll cost more, and you have no choice. The last time we went out, my wife and I, on Valentine's Day, I remember it was this restaurant. It's not even in business anymore around here, and it took 2.5 hours.
Woo!
And it was just, it was this fixed menu, and it was like 247 courses or something. And there was about 40 minutes in between each course. They were just taking
forever.
So y'all
were there all day.
We were there all night. And I looked at my wife and I said to her, I'm out. I'm done. I have nothing else to say to you. I've run out of, we've run out of conversation.
Run out of words.
I actually thought maybe we were going to be out of conversation for the rest of our lives. We were going to have to just part ways right after this meal because we're going to have to start doing more things because we have no more experience this year. And she said the same thing. She's like, I got nothing else to say. I had to order the last course to go. I'm like, can you just put it in the box so we can get the heck out of here?
Wow.
So if you don't want to deal with all that, this is a cool idea for a date night in. You ideally would have access, some sort of streaming device on your TV, either a Roku or a Fire Stick or Apple TV or whatever it is. And this is for using YouTube. It's hard to get concerts around here. We don't get a lot of music concerts, which kind of sucks. But concert date night in. You find a band that both of y'all really enjoy or artist or whatever. Maybe it's an artist that you've been to a concert for and you want to kind of relive the whole thing. You can usually find some sort of well-produced full-length concert of just about any band. Yes. Throw that up on the TV. You've got your date night concert in and you just sit there and enjoy the music that the both of you enjoy.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. That's
a cool little twist.
Yeah.
And then you could make food or fire or order pizza or whatever it is you want to do. Okay, now.
It's a trap.
I believe the homemade card is a trap, Antoine. It's a straight up trap.
The homemade card.
Right, because Monica claims we would love to have a homemade card. But then I learned yesterday or the day before, there are already certain rules because I said, well, what if I write a very heartfelt message and I write it on the back of this piece of scrap paper that I'm reading off of right now? And she says, no. And I said, okay, well, what about printer paper?
No.
And she says, no. She says notebook paper, which I don't know how that's any different than a piece of printer paper. So I demand rules. So what are the rules?
Notebook paper.
Notebook
paper. It comes from the heart. It can. It has to be sealed in an envelope.
Okay, but so
or put it in a card
because of presentation. Yes. Presentation matters.
So it has to be notebook paper. So it has to have lines on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a piece of paper that
must
have lines.
It's a love note. It's a love note, and then you can stick it in a card, or you can just have it in its own individual.
It's a homemade card. If you're sticking it in a card, we've defeated the purpose of home making this card in the first place.
So she opens it up, and she's like, "Oh, so there's a real message from the heart there."
So let me understand then. Your version of a homemade card in these rules are to go buy a card.
Yeah.
To put the homemade card in.
Mm-hmm.
See, I
told you it's
a trap.
I told you it was a trap.
But you can do either, but I would suggest buying a card too.
Could he mail the letter on the notebook papers? Like, let's say he wrote a love letter on a piece of notebook paper, and he mailed that to the house.
No.
And then she opened it up, and then it's had the love
letter. No, these are just my rules, though, you know. But no,
Why not? Why not that though? Because that's like delivering a love letter, like how it used to be.
It's kind of like in middle high school, you have the love note, you pass it to him. It's just kind of cute.
But that's the same thing in high school.
But you didn't mail it.
But in high school, you'd open your locker.
And fall out.
In high school, your locker was your mailbox. That's where you would slip in Valentine's cards.
Okay. No mailing.
No mailing.
So there's no mailing. So
it's too late.
So then you just sit beside her, handing it to her. That sounds even worse.
Okay.
No, you hand the card, and then she opens the card, and then you have the lovely.
Then you have the card.
Yeah, you have the card, but you have a lovely note from the heart.
I told you this was a trap, man, because you think you can do a homemade card, but then you've gotten in trouble because you didn't put it in a store-bought card.
Yeah, I was on your side, Monica, and then you took a left.
Okay.
Then you took a left.
So just so I'm clear, notebook paper.
If you want to go all out,
which, by the way, is it normal notebook paper, or do I need to buy a thicker stock of paper?
It's normal.
Okay, because notebook paper is very thin and flimsy.
Yeah.
So you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yes, because it's in something else that's more expensive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thin, flimsy notebook paper, just so I know. All right, and then you must write a message on it.
Yes.
How many sentences need to be on it?
However many you need.
So if I
really express yourself.
You are my special someone, I love you.
What kind of garbage is that? That's what the card says.
That's not enough then.
No.
So it
but
is.
It's however
what
many
you
need
mean?
To you expressed yourself in that one sentence.
I did.
No, you need like an intimate detail, what you love, you know, just something.
You are so special to me,
you know,
Monica. That's an intimate
that's
detail.
Not,
you know, it already says all this stuff. Those Hallmark cards are already in the store.
It's a trap, people. It is a trap. I knew it. Don't do the homemade card. You don't even know the rules. I knew this would happen.
Those are just my rules.
What about?
There was one time, one Valentine's Day, Jared had a card and he still had it in a Kroger bag. Like, oh no, sir. Yeah.
You know what you do, Zach? Buy a card. Buy two cards. Well, they're super expensive now. Now you spend like $40. But take what one of the cards says and just write that as your note, as your love note. Because obviously there's enough sentences in there.
Antoine, your lady, she'd be able to read.
That's the easiest hack. Don't bother. Go to the store, find the best one there, take a picture of the words inside. And
you
then
send a text.
Right, and then buy the 99-cent card and then put this heartfelt message inside.
It's perfect.
Modify the text just a little bit so she has no idea.
Make it apply.
Yeah, because you know what? devious traps require devious results.
Mm-hmm. It's not a trap. Damn.
Oh, it's a trap.
It's not a trap.
Oh,
it's
we have all.
Just express yourself. Your feelings.
This is a trap door. There are crocodiles down in some polluted water. It's such a trap.
It's a little love letter.
Yeah.
That's all.
It is garbage right there. You want to be romantic. You want to be in love, but you also have the coronavirus. What do you do? Monica, stay
here. Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Bang Hacks on K92.
She claims she's going to help you. Also, you know what? This is a fair question, too, on all of these different rules and regulations of the homemade card. Monica, you demand notebook paper.
Yeah.
Text 52353. Very fair question. Is it college ruled or wide?
I'll go with either.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't, but no, I want an answer.
Yeah.
No, either is not acceptable. One or the
wide
other.
Wide rule.
You want wide.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can make bigger, more lovely letters. I can dot my eyes with hearts.
Because they can really flow.
I want it flowing.
Yeah.
Because if it's too small, it's too small
it's
and compacted.
It's tight and serious.
Ah, see, she said both, Antoine, but she didn't mean both.
But if
no,
that's
she did
all
not.
You have available, then fine.
No, fine.
Then fine.
Yeah. So that means she's picking another one then.
Exactly.
If wide rule is just fine.
No, college rule, that's just fine. Yeah, if you have, that's all you have available, that's fine. Okay.
It's not fine, though, is what it is. And so what you're going to put in all this effort, you're going to put a homemade card inside an actual card and go and not mail it, hand deliver, all these different rules. And then she's going to take it and she's going to say,
simple.
Oh, that was great. And then as soon as you leave, she'll be like, college ruled. Give me college. What am I going to do with this? I can't do anything with this. If you have the coronavirus.
Well, a touch of it.
Just a touch of the coronavirus.
If you have it, you need to be in a room blocked off. You know,
there's
whatever.
No Valentine's
there's
for you.
No, sorry. No, it's just like, you know, one of those little sheets and stuff blocked off to it.
But Monica's room. Thang hack
but,
of
but
if
you
you're
touch
sick.
Of something.
A little touch of something.
This is really simple. Really simple. You can do this right now. All you need, check this out. It's glitter.
Glitter.
Okay.
Yes, your favorite color of glitter, whatever it is, whatever it may be. And if you're hacking and coughing and sneezing and all that business, well, that's happening anyway. So you're going to wait for your significant other to walk into your room, and you're going to cough and sneeze glitter right at them. Just put a little bit of that in your mouth, and when you sneeze, pew!
Okay.
It's right there. So as you hand them the card, they get a show.
They get
so
a show.
A show of germs.
So you throw
and they get germs.
Right.
Yeah.
And they get the coronavirus. So they get what you
but
have.
But they're probably going to get it anyway, if you know.
All right.
In the same house.
Because
but this
they're
right,
there.
But this, you go out in fashion with it, you
so
know?
So they're going to get sick anyway, but at least they get sick with jazz hands. Like, that's
yeah!
that's what it is.
And
with some flair.
Need, yes, with some glitter.
So you're encouraging people to cough on each other.
Yes, that's what
well,
this sounds
people,
like.
If you're inside their home and they're sneezing
okay.
and everything anyway.
And you're encouraging people to put what I would say are those tiny little razor blades of glitter inside
yeah.
your mouth. That seems dangerous to me.
Does it though?
What if I suck in before I cough accidentally?
Yeah, exactly. You can't really control when you cough.
Just be careful with it.
But if it's a premature cough, like as they're opening the door, you cough,
and
then you have nothing.
If you're really upset, I guess you could put a little bit in your hand and just go, shoot, and just throw
gotcha.
It at them.
Maybe that's the safer
that's
alternative.
That's a safe
I think,
way
yeah,
to do
I think
it.
That's
Antoine, we
want
to be safe and reasonable with these thing hacks, so you want to put
that's
the glitter
true.
In your hand and sort of cough and blow into your hand.
Uh-huh.
That's
then,
how you do the glitter bomb.
Air, yeah.
And then you sort of throw it on their face.
That's right.
Yes. It's a...
There you go.
And then you throw it at them. Yeah, and I'm sure this will be very well received by your wife or girlfriend
or husband.
Or maybe it's for an ex.
An ex, yes.
Yeah.
A coronavirus
so
glitter
so,
bomb.
Yeah.
Why are they bringing you soup when you're
yeah,
sick?
That would be a
actually,
card.
You turn
Wait
it
a minute.
Over to something else, too. So, I mean, do what you want with the glitter. But yeah.
Or nothing at all.
Or nothing at all.
I hate glitter.
It's up to you.
Glitter's the worst.
And then you have to clean
everywhere.
All this glitter up. All this snotty glitter.
No, they have to because you're sick. You can't.
Yeah, you got
to
go back to bed.
Right. You just, good night.
Oh, man.
You got to sip tea.
And then you cough, and all of a sudden, all the glitter left in your mouth just cuts your throat up and everything.
So just be careful.
But Valentine's Day is all about love. So there it is.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
blood
Hello.
Is red. So it's just more Valentine's love
That's
for
all
everybody.
It is.
Oh, my Lord.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
This is interesting. It's weird, but interesting. Dyson. So the vacuum.
The vacuum.
People.
Okay.
All right.
So he's far, so good.
That guy with the gray hair looks all smart with his glasses
uh-huh.
and says, I spent 700 years of my life coming up with this vacuum. They have filed a patent, and actually they've just revealed the patent, and the product is in the works. They are air purifier headphones.
Oh.
Air pure. Okay.
So the way it works is they're over their ear headphones, so, you know. Beats by Dre, whatever
uh-huh.
the heck. And there's a mouth thing that comes across, and it's an air purifier mask
okay.
thing. So you're wearing this mask that also has headphones. So if you would like to not get the coronavirus while also listening to Justin Bieber, you would be able to do that.
I'm thinking like on a plane or something then.
Uh-huh.
Like if you're traveling. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a regular looking pair of headphones with an attached face mask. And there's motors and fans that work together as a filter to filter out. These air purifiers, I guess, can be effective against the flu virus, but not necessarily the coronavirus, according to this article. Yeah. And it sounds weird, and you imagine it would look weird, but where this stuff like this makes a ton of money is Asia, where the coronavirus is going on right now. And air quality has been a concern in China for years, as it is, just smog and pollution and stuff like that. So they think in that country in particular that something like this would be highly sought after.
There you go.
And you know, Monica, is this a birthday wish for you, maybe? Because it's, you know, you can get the germs.
Said, what's the price on them?
I don't know.
$1 million.
Is it battery power, blah, blah, blah. Yep, I mean, you think about it this way. The flu season has been terrible here this year. So if you could, you know, you got a trip to Disney plan, you don't want your kids to get sick, but they also want to listen to Baby Shark. Now you can go ahead.
There you go.
Purify the air. Keep them good. There it is.
Number two.
Oh, this idiot. He tried to set it up, tried to make some money, and everybody ratted him out. Started a $750,000 GoFundMe for his high school reunion.
Okay.
What?
Says to all the other people, we're gonna set this up. We're gonna do a GoFundMe. I'll plan our reunion, and that's for hotel rooms for everybody, and the $80 buffet, and $100 bottles of wine, and $100 hiking boots, and flights, and rental cars for people who live out of town. Oh, and 20% for him.
Nope.
Sorry.
Putting it together.
Yeah.
It's my fee. Yeah.
Well, that's what he said. It was a 20% cut. It was going to go to him for coordinating the whole thing. And that's, you don't understand. I was just trying to coordinate everything. And he also said, I was doing this because I was hoping rich YouTube star Mr. Beast would find out about it. I don't know Mr. Beast.
I don't either.
He's got money. And then maybe he would buy the whole thing because he thought it'd be cool to do some videos. The actual class president, a few others, are already planning the real reunion, and the GoFundMe has already been shut down without a single donation. So, good try. No. And this is why you weren't class president in the first place. Sorry.
Number one.
This may be fantastic news for anyone that has ever received the disappointing sentence in their life, I'm sorry, the McFlurry machine is broken. Have you had to experience this sadness, Antoine?
No, I've never. Okay. I'm not a big ice cream guy.
Oh, that's right.
So, I mean, I've had him, but
forget you. Oh, no. It's a common frustration.
But I've heard that, yes.
The McFlurry lovers or the shake lovers in general. And we are entering Shamrock Shake season at McDonald's as well. McDonald's is reportedly getting a new device. They've been testing it out at a few locations, so it's probably not here yet, but I would assume if it works, a technology that can detect and correct minor malfunctions within the McFlurry machine, as well as provide employees with detailed information regarding the issues and ensure that automated cleaning cycles are scheduled properly.
Because
that's what I'm told is what happens.
Oh.
Is they forget, they don't clean the McFlurry machine at the right time, and then the McFlurry machine gets jammed, and then it's all messed up. And this could save you from that disappointment. Because it is. I mean, if you get your mouth all ready for something, and then it's not there,
it's like, womp, womp.
Or, you know, even worse, you got, say, a four-year-old or something that's going to be inconsolable because they don't understand the logic of why the McFlurry machine is down. They just want to punish you for it. So now this will hopefully be the end of the McFlurry machine being broken. Top moments of the week right now. Here on The Thing. The week that was, we count it down and we look back.
Like, what do we do?
We reflect.
Yes. What happened?
It's the only time we look in the rearview mirror. Outside of that, we don't even remember what we say anymore. Antoine forgot how jealous he was of Sophie Turner yesterday.
I blacked out.
Blacked out.
What are you talking about?
That's what we do. It's a little peek behind the curtains is we do this show, and then we get blackout drunk.
Yes.
And we forget everything.
That's
so,
what happens.
Yeah, yep. So that's why we do the top moments of the week at the end of the week, because we need to remind ourselves what happened. And actually, you know what it is, Antoine?
What's that?
It's not that we get blackout drunk. It's that our minds are melted and our brains are scrambled because of top moment number three. And that is how Monica Brooks does Snapchat videos.
Oh, yes. Oh.
They scramble your brain, man, because they're moving all over the place. And the next thing you know, you have vertigo and you don't remember anything.
I hate Monica Snapchats, and anybody who's friends with Monica on Snapchat hate
her Snapchat.
Why?
Monica takes half a second for all of her Snapchat. She moves it really quick, like to the left and then back. And then she tilts her camera. One of our friends summed it up the best. He said it looks like Monica has been taken for hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a quick second to take a picture of something
right.
before her kidnappers come back.
I'm in a cave. Oh, here they come.
That's yep. how she snaps.
Yeah. And then you have to try to figure out where
she is. I'm working on it. I'm getting better.
No.
I thought I had one snap that was put it down.
You do like one good snap, and then there's like 30
and you go back
regular
to your old
snaps.
Habits again. You know, this is what this is, Antoine. It's like someone who says they're trying to quit smoking and they don't smoke for one day, and then they smoke a pack the next day. Over there. Number two, top moment of the week. Sometimes you have humbling experiences in your life. You're cut down. You spend all this time, you try to be confident. You try to be, you know, a grown-up.
Yes.
I'm going to be tough. I'm going to be confident. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be skilled at what I do. And then you're just cut down to your core. Antoine was humbled. He became a weak little man in front of somebody else. A humbling moment.
I was lifting something to hand to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to use both hands. My arms had to have good posture to hand it off. And I handed it off. And this son of a something just takes it with one hand. Said, "Oh, I got this." It was Harrison, our social media guy, who everybody knows is built like Mark McGuire.
He is
from the 1990s.
Yeah, he's got like these tree trunk legs and everything. And he's just a stocky dude.
Yeah, we had just did the Lord Bonnetot pep rally. Shout out to Lord Bonnetot.
Yeah.
And you know the big speakers that we were using. So like we're moving them or whatever, and I grab them, you know, with my legs
and I lift with your knees,
and I take my arms and I put them underneath and I hand it over to him. He just throws it up. He still has the camera in the other hand. And just throws it over his shoulder. It's like, you caveman, you. I've never felt more weak than I did
like
in that
a
moment.
Ragdoll.
Yes.
Cut you down.
Yeah, and every time I look at him, I'm like, why are you so strong?
It's like, why?
Just unnecessary.
Right, and it's one of these things you say to him, when's the last time you went to the gym? I don't know, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's one
like,
of
how,
those people.
How heavy is that camera? What do you need the muscles for?
Yep. Just picks it up right over his shoulder, picks Antoine up over his other shoulder,
yep.
just walks out
and
of
we
there.
Just go.
Pick you up like Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard.
That's
adorable.
It.
Adorable. The number one moment of the week, as we count them down here on The Thang, is Monica Brooks went on an adventure last weekend. The Big Apple.
Mm-hmm.
New York City.
New York.
And she learned in New York that not everybody is a wax figurine. Because she went to the wax museum and there was a human there that she thought was a statue.
I went to the wax museum in New York and it's so cool. Like, you know, all the celebrities, it's like $200,000 per wax figure.
Okay.
To make those figures. So, I mean, I'm taking pictures of all of them. I'm talking to them. You know, I get the full experience. Plus, I had a drink or two.
You are talking to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
drink or 12. Yeah. She said
that. It was so much fun. Me and my girlfriends had a great time. Well, this one chick, she's taking a picture beside George Clooney or whatever at the bar.
That's not in your group.
That's not in my group.
Okay.
This is just a stranger. And so she's holding her camera and taking a picture with George Clooney. Well, I walk over to her. I'm like, hey, girl, rubbing her shoulders and saying, hey, girl, hey. I thought she was a wax figure. I had to apologize because she turned and looked at me. I'm like, wow.
Is that a compliment?
These things are like a robot.
My God, they even move
they
now.
They move.
Yeah, statue.
Ooh. Yeah, statue.
But I'm a person. Stop touching me. What are you doing? Why?
This is weird.
We're people,
get
man.
Off of me.
I imagine it happens all the time.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either.
Oh, you don't think? Oh, well.
I don't know. And I think you're the only person having open conversations with the wax dolls also.
Also true.
Yes. Hello, Beyonce's wax doll.
Marco was there. I was like, well, hey. Yeah.
What did she say back?
She did. She just looked off.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. I feel like her personality in real life is probably very similar. So it's the same. You have to be very regal if you're into the whole king thing. Those are your top moments of the week.
Fork you! Fork you!
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told fork you? They deserve to hear.
Yes.
Exactly. Why are you the one that has to deal with all of it? They're the one. They served you this doo-doo sandwich in the first place. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
And I'm... No, fork you, Netflix.
Why? Netflix?
I don't like the way I'm being treated by
like,
Netflix.
I'm going to be honest with you, Zach.
I fork Netflix a lot.
I think you and Netflix need some time apart.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of anger towards Netflix over the past, like, 2 or 3 months.
That is true.
It's been a lot.
I'm not being treated
well. You can't go
well.
Over to Hulu.
Yeah, you gotta switch to something.
Yeah, Hulu don't treat me like this. Problem with Hulu is everything on there is disturbing. It's all Monica stuff.
That's
Hulu.
True. Oh, Monica is.
No offense, Monica, but it is. It's all horror and gorer and just creepiness and people eating each other's faces and everything. I don't want that. I want the shows that I'm watching already. But Netflix, it's just they've crossed a line. They're getting too invasive in my life, and I don't appreciate it. They send me emails, and I get it. I can just turn these emails off, but that's not the point. Mm-hmm. I don't mind an occasional email. Hey, here's a documentary you might like.
Yeah.
Or just a heads up, the new season of Narcos is now available.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. What I don't appreciate is when you are really stalking me and keeping track of everything I'm watching, and you're sending me needling little reminders. Because I have been watching this show called Peaky Blinders.
Okay.
It's just silly to even say. Peaky Blinders. It's this gangster show and whatever. Yeah. And I like it. And I watch it on a regular basis.
Okay.
I'm into the final season of Peaky Blinders. And I watch it every couple of days. I watch it. And all of a sudden, I receive an email from Netflix. Hey, Zach. Don't forget to watch the rest of Peaky Blinders. It's still here waiting for you.
Friendly reminder.
Get away from me. Step off, homeboy.
No, like, come on. Come back.
Right. I'm watching it
already. The door's
open. I'm watching it on my own time.
It's just a reminder, though. They're trying to be
your friend. No, they're like, hey, come back in. I've got more drugs for you.
It's been 6 hours. I haven't heard from
you. Right, that's what it is. You know what it was? They gave me the first supply free, and then they're like, hey, you want to buy some more drugs? And I bought some more drugs, and now they're like, hey, so we have this thing called heroin. Maybe you're interested in that.
Oh, no.
Do you want to up the ante a little bit? So you know what?
Fork you!
Fork you, Netflix. Antoine, fork you!
I am saying fork you to memes.
Fork you!
Why? Especially the memes that are customized on Facebook. First off, Facebook is where memes go to die.
It is true.
You see memes on any other social media like, oh, that's funny, that's clever. And then all of a sudden it gets to Facebook. And your aunt and your uncles and your cousins have got attached to them. But I really hate the ones that you know said something else and somebody tried to edit it.
They try to make it funnier.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst. They killed that cat meme, the cat in the Real Housewife yelling.
That's the one I was thinking of when you
were
saying this.
They destroyed that.
Because I keep seeing that one.
I enjoyed it.
Custom at designed, and it's not fun. It's never funny, and I don't even understand. I've forgotten what the original meme was. Like, I don't even know anymore.
No, I have no clue, but it was so good when it first came out. And now it sucks.
Facebook ruined it.
Stop it, Facebook. You ruined that meme.
You're correct. I used to always say anytime some sort of slang term showed up on the Today Show, that meant it was officially over.
It was dead.
It was no more. As soon as Hoda Kotb or Katie Kirk is like,
it's on Fleek.
Don't ever say it again. Just walk away. Whatever story it is, it's over. So when your meme or your maymay, because that's what your grandma probably calls it anyway.
Oh, did you see that maymay?
That's a nice little maymay. Oh, that's so cute. Yeah,
meme. That's another one. So, done. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. You can get them in now to 52353, including this text. This person's forking France.
Wow.
France.
It's actually one guy in France. Fork you to the guy in France. Now, he or she assumes it's a guy in France. The person in France that tried to hack my bank card, which resulted in my account being frozen 2 days before Valentine's weekend.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Is that what you told him?
Yeah. Baby, I was going
to
take you.
We can't go out to dinner.
We got hacked, though. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I know, because France is it's such an odd country to pick for the hacking.
Sorry,
Ukraine, I understand.
We're not going out.
Yep, Philippe took
I take your bank card. I'm going to take my woman to the Eiffel Tower and serve her a croissant.
I'm going to be as stereotypical as I possibly can in honor of that person. Fork you, France. Am I expected to believe that Marcy is here to fork me?
Yeah.
That's what?
Fork you!
You did it. What? Did something.
I did it?
I don't know what you did.
Me?
Yeah.
Marcy?
Hello?
Me? Fork me?
Yes, fork you.
What?
Fork you!
You're cute and angry all at the same time.
She's like, fuck you.
Yes, fork you. So go ahead, take it away, Marcy. I'll give you the floor.
Okay, so the other day when we were having a 70-degree day weather, you decided to bring out a story on how we're going to get an ice age. And for the next 30 years, we were going to get cold weather and it was going to be rainy. And what has it been since that very day that you gave us that story? You know, none of us would have even known, and neither would have made Mother Nature.
And it never would have happened.
The whole universe.
So I let the universe know. So what we have here, Marcy is actually officially shooting the messenger.
Yes.
I'm being shot right now.
What Marcy is saying is that Mother Nature probably forgot all about this. Like, it was on her to-do list, but she probably forgot, and you're like, let me remind you.
You just Netflix Mother Nature.
I did.
Yeah. You
I
are Mother Nature's Netflix.
I reminded her. I was like, hey, don't forget to make the weather terrible. And Marcy, I actually thought Marcy was going to blame me because I did say earlier this week that this weather was my fault because I used my grill and then forgot to put the cover back on.
Yeah.
And every time I forget to put the cover on,
the rain.
We get like 4 days of rain. So,
well,
fork you!
Cool.
What was that, Marcy?
That's your fault, too, then.
Well, yes.
Yeah,
everything's
you
my fault.
It. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Tell
I,
him, Marcy.
I owe us
tell
an apology.
Him. I'm the worst, man. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Definitely owe Marcy.
Marcy, I feel like I need to give you a prize. I'm going to put Marcy on hold and get her a little something.
Yeah, she needs something.
It's about
after
bribery.
What you've done to
here
her.
Here comes the sun, you know.
Well, I have good news for everybody.
No, shut up.
I know. Don't,
I don't know what you're about to say, but it makes me nervous.
Jinx, yeah. I put my grill cover on yesterday. So that's why the rain's going to finally stop. See?
All right.
I'll never use it again. We're gonna have to. I'm gonna cover that grill in bronze. It'll just be covered and never to be used again. Monica Brooks, who or what needs to be told?
I have to say,
fork you!
Risky squirrels. I tell you what, I had three squirrels yesterday on my drive home. Just pop in the row. Just hop their little tails in the row.
Pop it, lock it, drop it.
Yeah.
They don't care.
And I said, you better go. I'm still going. You better move. And they were right there to the last second and just. Whoop.
They do that
yeah.
too. To where like you almost don't even see them.
I was like, what's the deal today?
Do you
y'all
think
are really playing.
They're playing those games with each other. Like they're playing truth
risky
or dare.
Risky game right there.
Do you think they call it chicken or do they call it squirrel? Is that what it is? Where they
gotta
run
call
out?
A squirrel.
Because I tell you what, recently, Risky Squirrel, he didn't make it. I got him. I got him good, and I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But Risky Squirrel didn't move, and I clocked him.
It's like
him.
Me or you, and I'm like Squirrel. I'm looking at you. You gotta go.
I know.
What are you gonna do?
I got 350 horses right here. I don't know what you have.
Yeah, I had one that was like flying. He came in flying. I said, "Well, look at you, darling." Yeah.
I almost want to believe because they love to chew on wires and get into like trash and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, we throw away a lot of prescription pills. I almost think that the squirrel industry is just hopped up on pills. And that's what it is. They're
Maybe.
Trying to get their fix. They're what's that movie you like so much, Monica, with Jason Statham in it where he can't slow
crank?
Down? Crank. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're on crank. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Fork you 52353. Fork you to 10-year-olds. This age is like the age kids just decide to become absolute jerks. Mine has been a complete butthead.
Oh, no.
About to go to middle school.
See, 10-year-old, my daughter's been so sweet.
Yeah.
My son.
I mean, Ava's 11. She still has. She has that preteen little, you know, attitude occasionally.
Sass.
But yeah, a little sass, but nothing crazy.
My son is in the terrible twos. He's 7, but he's in the terrible twos. It's just, we're still waiting for that one to recover. We have to have very important conversations right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is very groundbreaking. These are very important discussions.
Okay.
We need to get to the hard-hitting issues.
Yes.
The issues that are facing the nation and the world.
Okay.
We must cover them. What smells would you like in a candle?
Mm-hmm. That's important.
These are very important. I would rather debate this than those other debates that people have.
Yes, no, thank you.
No, not at all. And there are many, many candles.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk into a Yankee Candle store and take a deep breath 6 or 7 times, pass out and hit your head because it's just so
as
strong.
As soon as you walk in.
I always think about the people working in the store.
Like, how high are you right now?
My gosh, that's
so
a lot.
So many smells.
Yeah, do they just get used to it?
I don't know how you do because it's strong.
I worry about that strength of the smell.
Yeah.
Like, is it?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
When you worked in the restaurant, did you get used to like the smell of the kitchen and things like that?
Yeah, but I feel like it was like open space. You could really move around, like in the Yankee Candle store.
But, so, I mean, but you still got used to that smell.
But yeah,
I think
but
like after
food.
A while,
food is a little different from the candles.
Well, it comes
so
and
intense.
Goes
yeah.
too. Like you go out into the main area,
yeah.
you don't have it anymore. Bed, Bath and Body Works, that one. Bath and Body Works, another one. I mean, it is.
Yes.
It's a small
no
world.
Shit. Yeah. Right up in you. So Antoine was talking about how they just they don't make your favorite candle.
No, I wish. Fingers crossed, wish upon a star that one day I walk in a Yankee Candle and there's an unleaded 87 gasoline smell.
That is a great.
It has to be 87 though. Anything else is a little too strong.
Too much octane.
Yeah, a little too much octane. Uh-huh. 87, that's perfect.
You
that's
like
a perfect
oh my gosh,
smell.
As a kid,
oh man, my mother made me stay in the car because I'd get out and I'd just take that gas cap.
You're like, what is your child doing?
And I was like,
I was probably concerned you were going to grow up to a life of huffing paint
Goodness.
And stealing pills and all sorts of stuff. You love that gas
I
smell.
Love it so much. To the point like now, like, you know, sometimes you accidentally spill it and it's an accident. For the record, it's an accident. But if I do spill a little on my hand, I'm just driving, just smelling it
on
my hand.
Fingers.
It smells
you.
Good.
Uh-huh,
hey,
it
I don't
does.
Like the way he said that. Well, I'm going to smell it on my hand.
Oh, your hands. Yeah.
That's how he was saying it, though. I mean, he's over there smelling his fingers.
But no, it smells so good.
I get
so
that. Yeah, I agree with you.
I would smell that all the time if I could.
I think if they put puppy smell or baby smell on a candle,
Doo-doo?
You know, I don't. What?
The doo-doo candle.
No.
That's what it would be. Puppy smell is doo-doo. Puppies,
puppy breath and baby smell.
So I guess what you want for the puppy breath, Antoine, this is how the puppy breath candle would work, is it would have a hint of doo-doo to it.
No, it's not doo-doo.
Yes, it's a hint of doo-doo.
I don't know what a puppy smell is. Baby smell, doo-doo. Okay, I get that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what a puppy smell is.
It's got some poopy puppy to it. And then this would be a special modification on the puppy smell candle. When you would go to use the wick, the wick is also razor blade sharp, so like their little puppy teeth. So if you touch the wick, it'll slice your finger.
No, I think they can put that in a candle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you go to like a little puppy store, little puppy pet store.
You know what, Monica, though, if you don't want that candle, again, just take a flaming bag of turds and light that on fire.
That's not it.
And you'll have it. Yes, you will. You know, I like money.
The smell of money?
I enjoy the smell of money. I mean, I like money, too. Just the having, the holding of the money. Big fan of the holding of the money. But yeah, like a fresh, crisp $100 bill.
Mm.
It's got a nice little... I don't know if I want that through my whole house, though.
Yeah.
Because then it's... I mean, that's strong. That's like living in a vault.
Yeah.
You know, it's one... And I don't really see it as... I like toasted breadcrumbs. That smell, sort of you toasting them up. And what happens to a lot of times with these scented candles is they have food ones. You can get a bacon candle.
Yeah.
But they all smell candly, you know? It's toasted breadcrumb and perfume. Like, it's just... It's a little bit of perfume mixed in.
I like fresh sneakers. Like when you open a box of sneakers you just bought.
Yeah, that does smell good.
I love that.
I always smell new shoes, but it sounded creepy.
I always smell the shoes when I open a box. I love that smell.
So that's what we've learned is Antoine licks his gas fingers and then sticks his nose in shoes. Wow.
Out of context, that is exactly what just happened.
Mm-hmm. You know what you should do? You should quit this job. This is not the career for you.
What's the career for
you? You need to be a delivery driver for Foot Locker.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you drive, you don't work in the shoe store. You drive the big box
just
truck around.
The box. And those, I have to fill it up with gas.
Yeah, those trucks all smell very gassy anyway. And then you'll be the guy who ends up eventually getting fired because he was opening every box and smelling every shoe. Man smells shoes at Foot Locker. That'll be you. Exciting news, Antoine, according to this texter at 52353. There's a gasoline candle on Etsy.
Ooh.
Try it out.
I need to test it, so I need somebody to bring it to me first.
I know. You get a gasoline candle. Everybody else in your life thinks the house is going to blow up.
It's made out of gasoline.
Oh, my God. We have a gas leak. What are we going to do? Vanessa in Lynchburg, we're talking about wacky candle flavors that you would enjoy. She wants, or scent. Flavors would imply we're eating them. The candle scent of an opened new book. And ironically, Vanessa hates to read. She just wants to smell. She's a book sniffer. Yeah.
She's at the bookstore just sniffing the
books.
Just
sniffing. Ma'am, you ever going to buy it? No, I'm just sniffing. Nah. I'm good. Daniel's sniffing that newly opened tennis ball canister.
Oh.
Those are nice. I like those.
Yeah, because the fresh tennis ball smells nice, too.
It does. And actually, I enjoy the feel of the fuzz.
Yeah.
I actually like the pop of the can, too.
Look at you.
I don't want to play tennis. I'm done at that point. Just put it all down. Fresh cut grass.
Yeah.
No. Well, new.
No?
I hate that smell.
Yeah.
I hate that smell so much.
You hate the smell of fresh cut grass.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
It reminds me of a chore I didn't want to do as a kid. Nope. No, thank you.
Okay. So the smell of life and growing in spring. Y'all hate it. But Monica wants doo-doo dog breath.
Fresh cut grass comes with pollen.
The grass is actually screaming.
It is screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the smell of freshly cut murder.
It's like a bad toddler.
Oh, murder. Let's see. There's 52353. Old man. Old Spice and cigarettes. That's what they want. You can probably adopt an old man and have him sit in your house. And then that candle smells that way all the time. He's a living candle.
I had a teacher in high school that would smell like cigarette smoke and coffee. But he was like the best teacher ever. So like we all loved that smell because it meant we were going to our favorite class.
Can I adopt you to sit in my living room so you can smell better? It's a unique one, but a lot of people do like that smell of the dust burning that very first time you turn the heat on for the winter.
Yeah.
I like that smell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like
but
that.
You only get it that one time.
And,
and then it's gone. He's Batman, whether Monica likes it or not. And I've been convinced for a while that she is eventually going to like it.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Well, I told you with Robert Pattinson from Twilight. I don't see him as a Batman, but I'm rooting for him. I hope that he does a great job as the new Batman.
I think you're going to like him. I think he's going to end
up. And I've seen the pictures.
Where did you decide that you were going to root for him?
That's a good question.
I enjoy those type of movies. I want him to do a good job. I don't think that he can hold up.
So
like
you're not
Ben
rooting
Affleck.
For him. You're rooting for a good Batman, but you're not rooting for Robert Pattinson to be good.
Well, I hope that he pulls it off.
Her rooting is very warped.
The last movie, Ben Affleck, I felt like he looked the part, but the script was just bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
He kind of got
my
a raw
mom,
deal.
His name is Carol. So it was my mom.
It was just stupid.
It was a raw deal as Batman. You were very, you said he did as good a job as anyone possibly could have done.
He was a good looking Batman.
He looked good, but that was one where people just, they weren't going to let him be Batman, Antoine. They just weren't. We were just going to shut it down.
Robert Pattinson, though. See the pictures, the first pictures that they put out there?
Uh-huh. And?
He does have a great, someone texted in and said he's jawsome. He has a great jawline.
And?
And I hope that everything goes well. You know, the jawline, if it's as good as the jawline.
How does he look in the mask?
In the mask, he looks good.
Does he look like Batman in the mask?
He looks like Batman. I mean, it's a mask. It's not as strong as Ben Affleck's. It's more of a growing up Batman.
Teenage Batman.
Teenage, yes.
Millennial Batman.
It's tough because, Monica, you didn't really like Michael Keaton as Batman.
No.
And that's like the OG Batman.
Yeah,
and
but
Robert
like,
Pattinson is going to be close to Michael Keaton versus Ben Affleck.
Michael Keaton was like dad bod Batman. I'm sorry to say.
That's what it was.
I think you're thinking of George Clooney's Batman. Because George Clooney was not in shape
both
for Batman.
Like, I mean,
that was cornball Batman. That was totally
different. It was corny.
Wow, I think she's coming along. She's gonna
we'll see what happens with it.
All about that jaw, but at least you've seen the jaw, and it looks the part.
He has a strong Batman jaw.
You have to hear what he's gonna sound like. That's the problem next.
He'll do that,
Batman.
Yeah, I think he can handle that from Twilight.
He was a whisperer. There was a lot of whispering in that movie.
Okay, so you're probably not familiar with the rapper City Miami. Is that her name?
Doesn't sound like you're very
Young
familiar
Miami.
With the
I'm
rapper.
Not Young Miami from City Girls.
Okay.
I'm familiar with City
Girls.
I am too. I've heard of City Girls.
You know the song? If you hear the song, you'd be like, oh, I know that song.
Is she the one in City Girls that does most of the rapping and just says, she's a bit filthy there, Antoine.
She says a lot.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, her birthday was the other day, and did you see what she did for her birthday?
No.
She has like 2 million followers. She asked everyone to donate $5 through Cash App.
Nice.
She did.
And?
Smart.
And people were like, some people donate like $1,000 they sent to her.
Probably.
Yeah.
I bet she made at least 10 grand.
She did. She had to.
Wow.
Yeah. So I heard about the story through Wendy Williams. I was like, hey, what you doing? And I was like, what? Let me check out Young Miami. And she sure enough asked for people to send her money through Cash App. And then she even showed a video on her story where she had like a $300,000 necklace someone gifted her. And
that was her. That was the JT. That was her co-
Justin
group
Timberlake.
Member. There was a group member in City Girls. JT got
her
that necklace. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you wonder something like City Girls. Like, how much money do they really have? Did they buy it and then return it right away?
She said we don't make a lot of money.
She is the most ridiculous lyrics because it'd be like, dirty, dirty, filthy. I walk around topless. It's all about for my son. He's my baby.
We're poor.
Yeah. But yeah, because you bought $300,000 necklace. That's why. Antoine's binge watch weekend on the way. Also, she was hungover. Something in her hoodie. She didn't know what it was. What was in there? Find out in a minute and blow your mind. But now, it's the hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Say what?
I said the hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Show us.
So what's up? Tammy.
Hi.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
Woo. I'm great. How are you?
Doing all right. Do you have plans for Valentine's Day, Tammy?
Yes, we are eating in and watching a movie because we leave for New Orleans tomorrow morning.
New Orleans City.
Have fun. Be safe.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, what's the movie? Yeah. Do you know yet, or have you you still to decide?
We haven't picked it.
What
yet.
About the food? Yeah. What's the food?
Pan-seared scallops and shrimp.
Mm. Sounds delicious.
Who's getting? Is that you cooking that, or is that your man?
We both will.
All right. They're fancy right there.
I like
Tammy,
it.
Tammy, your choice, Antoine or Monica today to play the hip-hop spelling bee for you.
I'm going Monica.
Okay.
All right.
Tammy and Monica, that means good morning, Brandon.
Morning.
Brandon's going to be you and Antoine, okay?
All right.
Do you have Valentine's plans?
Kind of, sort of. When you got kids, it all gets canceled.
Yes. Yep, very true. So it's a TBD always with kids. So, Tammy and Brandon, Monica and Antoine, hip-hop spelling bee. I give you a rapper. You just got to spell it. You do it spelling bee style. Get it right. You get a point. Get it wrong. Your opponent has a chance to steal.
All right.
You may also request 3-point shots if you're feeling desperate. Here we go. In round one, Monica Brooks, you were chosen first.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to go first. Please spell Black Zach.
Black Zach.
My cousin, Black Zach.
Okay, Black Zach.
Black Zach.
All right, B-L-A-C. Z-A-K. Like Zach.
Ooh. Got a little bit of Z, got a little bit of C, a little bit of K, and nope.
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry. That is not how you spell Cousin Black Zach. Antoine!
All right, Black Zach. B-L-A-C-K-Z-A-C-K. Black Zach.
Is!
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry. The correct way to spell Black Zach is B-L-A-C-C. Z-A-C-C.
Oh.
Black Zach.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
I
out
see
you
it.
Go.
I see it.
No points. Antoine, here we go. Here's yours in round one. Please spell snot.
Come again?
Snot.
All right.
Snot.
Snot. Snot. All right. Snot. S-N-O-T. Snot.
Stupid.
That means you're wrong.
Why would it be S-N-O-T? How dare you? Snot. Monica Brooks, your chance to steal in round one. Please spell snot.
Oh, do I want to do like an S with a dollar sign or something, maybe?
Hmm?
Dollar sign, N-O-T.
Dollar sign.
Snot.
N-O-T.
Yeah.
Snot.
Correct.
Nice.
Nice.
She finally got the dollar sign.
Dollar sign.
The dollar sign always gets you.
Yeah.
And it drives
stupid.
You crazy. Ugh. But you got a point there.
Okay.
On snot.
Woo.
Okay. Monica Brooks, round two. Yo, you're going to be so mad.
Uh-oh.
Please spell Coltrane. Coltrane.
Coltrane.
Coltrane. Monica Brooks is going to be furious. Coltrane.
Coltrane. C-O-L-E. T-R-A. I-I-N.
I-I.
Train.
Wow. No.
That means you're wrong.
Oh, I can't wait to tell you the correct spelling of Coltrane. Antoine, maybe you'll have the correct spelling of Coltrane.
I will not. Coltrane. C-O-L-T-R-A-N-E. Coltrane.
Nope. Oh, come on.
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry. And I saw this yesterday, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm giving this one to Monica. She's going to be so mad. Coltrane. C-O-L.
Okay.
The number three.
T-R-A-N-E. Ugh.
Coltrane.
Oh, because I guess the three did. Is the
it's
E.
Yeah, yeah. It's back. It's yeah. the backwards E.
I was fairly close.
Oh, yeah. Coltrane. I knew you'd be furious. Yeah. You don't like
Ridiculous.
When they use numbers as letters. That one makes you very, very mad. Okay. Antoine, you must
this.
Get a point
I
on this or the game is over.
Okay.
Please spell Wiz the mic. Wiz the mic.
Where's the mic? Where's the mic? W-I-Z. The mic. T-H. A-M-I-C. Where's the mic?
Where's the mic? Is correctly spelled. W-I-Z.
It better not be an E.
T-H. I'm sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Shoes. Overthought it.
The was the the.
I overthought it.
And what they do? I'm never going there.
And what are they doing? Where are they going? And what do we have going on?
What is happening?
Yep. Wiz the mic. W-I-Z-T-H-E-M-I-C.
I overthought it.
Yeah.
Overthought it.
And I know when you paused, I thought to myself, he's going to overthink it.
Yes,
this
that's
is
what
exactly
happened.
Where it's going to happen. So sorry, Brandon. Congratulations. Yeah.
You're going to see Neighbor Gossie. He's going to be at the Berglund Center next Thursday. You can get your tickets today at theberglundcenter.com.
And Tammy, you have a great time in New Orleans, okay?
Thank you.
You be safe.
Monica,
be safe.
Girl power.
Yeah. Earn lots of beads and don't pee in the street because that's about the only thing they'll arrest you for in New Orleans. I'm telling you, it's the one thing. Don't pee in public.
They
frown upon that one. Oh, because it is. Wait, is it? Tammy, is it Mardi Gras? When's that?
No, that's in 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but that means it's crazy.
We're pre-partying.
It's crazy right now, though.
They're setting the stage for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, the 2 weeks leading up to Mardi Gras are intense. So, Tammy, go ahead and let us know when you get back. We need to make sure that you made it back in one piece, okay?
Okay.
All right,
cool.
Fantastic.
Thank you guys.
You're very welcome.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
The K92 Morning Thang blows your mind.
Three stories here on the Thang, and we'll start with mine because I keep teasing it. Hungover girl post selfie, doesn't realize there's blank in her hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Is it A, vomit? B, a finger, or C, a giant spider?
A spider.
I'm going to go finger.
Wow, ooh, a finger.
Yeah.
Monica?
Correct! Yeah.
Spider. Can you spot the spider? Here's the picture. Do you see it? She sent this to her friends. She didn't realize.
Is that her hoodie?
There's a giant spider.
Right there on the right. Yep.
Right there, right by her brain.
So creepy.
Oh, I know.
Ew.
Yep. Ew. Sent it off to her friends. That's Olivia. Olivia had a night of partying in England.
She was.
And decided to send a selfie to her friends. And it wasn't long before one of them said, hey, there's a giant spider crawling right on your skull.
That's no good.
Yeah. You're almost rooting for vomit at that point. Antoine, batter up.
All right. There's a man in India who rides a bike to work every day.
Okay.
He gets to work, takes off his helmet, and finds something in his helmet.
Figures.
Was it A, a snake, B, drugs, or C, a tracker?
A tracker.
A snake.
That's a tracker. Okay.
Think it's a snake?
A snake.
I almost thought he was going to say a tractor. I'm like, well, that would be interesting.
No, a tracker, tracking his movements.
Yeah, you know what? I just feel like there's just snakes wriggling all over the place. So I'm going to go a snake as well.
Yep, both of you guys would be right.
Correct.
Not just any snake, a very venomous snake.
Just in his helmet.
Just in his helmet. And he rides his bike for 7 miles.
Wow.
He gets out of the bike. I mean, he gets off of the bike, takes his helmet off, and his snake is just sitting there in the top.
Oh, my God.
So he immediately goes to the doctor to make sure he hasn't been bit, and he hasn't. So he's perfectly fine.
I think
fine,
you would feel it in your life.
Yeah. You would have made it to mile 4.
Yeah.
I'm feeling
he's
pretty
lucky.
Well, lots of
very
snake
lucky
action. You know, it's one of those ones where we realize how lucky we are to live in this country. This dude's got to take a bike 7 miles to work.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And every helmet has a snake in it. I mean,
check your helmet for snakes.
Okay. Monica, does yours involve things in someone's helmet or hoodie?
No. Okay. All right. So this girl, she was kicked off Tinder for what? A, being too perfect. She's just too perfect.
She's too amazing.
B, she was pressuring people to eat blowfish. C, taking pictures without her teeth.
Eat my blowfish. I think it's just going to be so simple. It's going to be that she was messing around with toothless pictures and Tinder got mad. Teeth.
I know the story, so I'm not going to guess.
Yeah, she's just too freaking
she's
hot.
She's too perfect.
Oh. Yeah.
She's too pretty.
Correct. Yeah, she said she's kicked too off pretty. Tinder
that
because she's too
wrong.
Pretty.
So Tinder kicked her off because she's too pretty.
Like you have to be a catfish. You cannot be this attractive on Tinder.
So
I don't know if that's the thing, but that's my assumption.
Yeah, I mean, in the picture, she's a very attractive girl. But I imagine on Tinder, there's a lot of attractive people.
You would assume?
You know, like, okay, you...
Is she the one claiming that she was kicked off, or is Tinder saying, get off?
Well, she said that she contacted Tinder to see exactly what was going on. She needed a refund because of her profile.
Okay.
Like, she shouldn't be kicked off. But, so she's saying she's too hot. It's because she's too perfect.
Let me see.
Refund.
I mean, this is for work. I only want to see it solely for work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
But I imagine there's a lot of people
attractive.
It does look like a catfish picture, though. I mean, she's just in lingerie, and it looks like a stolen Instagram picture. That's what it is.
She's an Instagram model.
But wouldn't you want to, if you're on Tinder and you want to meet someone you want to actually date, wouldn't it be a picture just you dressed as a human?
Normal?
Not like in your clothes. Lingerie.
Right, not in your lingerie. It wouldn't be a boudoir photo. I would kick her off Tinder, too. Because she'd be like, no, this is not.
Maybe that is her Tuesday
look.
Well,
she's saying that all her profile pics were clean. And that she also is very shy about dating.
Right.
And so she doesn't understand.
It's hard because she is so perfect.
She's so attractive.
Yeah, she was locked out of the
just
app.
Just so awesome and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she has no teeth, right? Where it...
No.
Okay.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Antoine Terrell, you scour is what you do.
I scour.
Mm-hmm. You scour
the internet.
You scour the streaming services.
Yes.
You even scour these things called television networks.
Which is crazy. They still exist.
They put shows on and things.
I have to turn the knob.
Wow.
Turn the dial.
Look at you with your dials and your knobs. So he's got all the different dials and knobs. He looks like one of those ham radio guys.
Yes.
And he counts down the three things worth watching this week.
Yes. And since today's Valentine's Day and it's Valentine's Day weekend, I wanted to find some things that couples can enjoy. It's either a movie, a show about love or about dating or something like that.
Oh, sorry. What?
Yes, so that. Exactly. So the first thing, if you want to go out.
So this binge watch don't give you diabetes. Get ready for it.
It's going to be all sweet and sugary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you want to go out to see a movie, there's a movie that's starring Issa Rae. I think that's how you pronounce her first name. It's called The Photograph.
Oh, yeah.
And they said this movie, the reviewers say this movie is like an old school love. Her mother is this famous journalist, and she passes away. So it starts, sad.
Mm-hmm.
And while
I think it's Issa. Is it Issa?
Issa? I think that's how you say it,
She starts going through her mother's stuff and going through the history of her mother, because her mother was like a very hard worker, and she ends up finding love through another journalist who's also writing a story very similar.
Okay.
So her mother was a journalist, passed away, and she meets, the daughter meets a journalist, and they fall in love, and they said, imagine meeting your soulmate. That's what this movie is. The person that Issa meets in the movie is like her soulmate. It's called The Photograph.
I like the trailer. It looks good. It looks really good.
It looks romantic.
Any buildings being blown up in this?
There's no action. There's hand-holding.
That's the most action.
Is the man Jason Statham?
It is not. Right. It's Lakeith, whose last name I can't pronounce.
From the movie Get Out.
There are forehead kisses.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, forehead kisses.
That's
forehead
romantic.
Kisses.
Mwah, all right. The forehead. Yeah.
It's Lakeith GTFO. I know that guy. Yeah, I heard of him.
So all that's at the movie theater, The Photograph. The reviewers love it. They said if you want that old school love feeling, go see this.
If you want a cavity, go ahead and get that. All right, next.
All right, or you could go to Amazon Prime, and I love anthology series. Those are like the ones where it's like each episode's its own thing. They don't necessarily connect to each other.
That's always cool, because you can watch a little something.
You can just jump in, jump out, wherever you want to.
That's why I used to watch CSI back in the day, because it was like one case, and out you go, man. You're good to go.
That's it.
And so on Amazon Prime, we have Modern Love. It's just different stories. It has Anne Hathaway in it, Tina Fey.
Yes.
Have you watched it, or have you just heard of it?
Oh, we were watching, Jared and I were looking at the trailer last night.
So you haven't watched it?
No, we're going to watch it today.
No, but very excited for a trailer there.
Yeah, we were, because I was like, all right, and he said, it looks funny.
When Monica said, oh, right, she made the same face that you make when you think, oh, did I just wrench my back?
Yes. But it's a rom-com that has different stories. One story about love has like an unlikely friendship that turns into love, a marriage that is at its turning point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they try to figure that out. So it's just different episodes, but it's with the stars that we all know and love. So like the Anne Hathaways, the Dev Patels, the Tina Fey's, and all that. It's rom-com, though. So it's not as sugary.
And Jason Statham.
Jason Statham is not a love interest.
And a building on fire.
With love.
Burning love.
Burning love. So that's Modern Love.
Okay.
On Amazon Prime. And finally, you know, reality shows are fun. So we have one on Netflix called Dating Around. Have you guys heard of this one?
No.
No.
All right. Each episode, there's a single that goes on 5 dates.
Okay.
And at the end of the episode, they have to pick somebody to go on a second date with.
Okay.
But you don't follow them on a second date. So you get to see a bunch of first dates and those interactions, and they get to pick somebody.
So it's House Hunters for humans. It's
Human
Hunters.
That's exactly what it is. So you say what your budget is.
Mm-hmm.
My budget is tall with muscles or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they pick somebody to go on a second date with at the end.
And that's it. You don't get to hear about second date.
Not in season one.
Maybe in season two. Well, I mean.
But you get to watch. You play along. Like, I go on a date with him. I go on a date with her.
Who's she going to pick? Like, who did she actually like? That one.
Yeah, but you have to see somebody navigate, like, all those first awkward dates. Like, you're going to try to be yourself. You're going to try to be funny.
I would not go out of my way to watch that show, but if it was on, I'd
watch
it.
You would watch it, and you would be hooked.
I get sucked in. It's like Family Feud. I have no intention of going out and seeking Family Feud.
You don't look for it.
But if I come across it, I need to know what happens in Fast Money.
You need a finished episode.
I want to know. Okay, good. The other two made me barf, so refresh.
It's all love.
All right, so if you go to the movie theater, you're looking for that old school love, go see The Photographs in the movie theaters right now. Yep. Or go to Amazon Prime, get you a little rom-com action with some stars that you know, Modern Love on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Netflix, get your reality show, Dating Around, watch a single, go on 5 dates, and pick somebody to go on a second date with.
And if they don't like that love story, they can watch something called Jersey Shore.
Yes.
And there's a lot of romance there's some love.
Gabs, yeah.
That's a good one.
There's a lot of lust in there as well. Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. You can also refer to K92MorningThang.com for the rundowns. We put them on there.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.